Because of fear, we often stay too long. Is fear a weakness? Or something that we must, like, conquer and fight? This is Tracy. And if you have been battling with fear, or you've allowed fear to make decisions for you, this video might help. Don't forget to subscribe. I'm going to say it now so I don't forget later. Victims of abuse often fear the unknown. The unseen. Big one is we fear money. And how will I survive? Save enough. Maybe I wasn't smart enough. I didn't go to college or I got out of the work career because of my children. How will I survive? We can also be afraid of the future. Where you're going to live, how you're going to survive, what's going to happen to your children, insurance. And even food. Uncertainty. We just don't know what's going to happen next. And that is really scary. I get it. It is also the uncontrolled. What I have realized is that I look at life, and I like to control things, probably because I couldn't control things most of my life. And so the fear of something we can't control is very real, at least for me. We're afraid for our children. We're afraid that this wasn't what we wanted for them. We didn't want them to be going back and forth between two families. We didn't want them to not be with their mom and their dad on Christmas morning. It's not how we planned it. And how they cope? Will they go through emotional stuff that I'll have to help them with? These are all the things that we ask about our kids. Will they be okay? Will they end up screwed up later? I get it. We very often turn our fear from those sort of external things that we don't know. They're all unknown, right? But we turn it to ourselves and we wonder if I will be lovable. And who would love me? What's wrong with me? We take it down and we say, who will want to be with me now? Maybe I haven't saved for retirement. Maybe I don't have a career. Maybe I've got three kids at home and no way to support them. Who's gonna want me then? Will I be prime target for another narcissist? Because I'm living out of fear. I'm living that I can't take care of my family. Another thing is trust. We're really afraid. Who will we trust? Will we ever trust again? This betrayal that we are experiencing is not even fathomable. Today I was watching a TEDx talk, and the woman, I'm going to read a little bit from it, but it was on fear, and she really inspired me to make this video. So I wrote some things down that she said. I'm hoping that they'll help you. I'll put a link down below to where you can see this TED Talk. Her name was Karen Thompson Walker, and she was talking about, what if we didn't call these things fear? What if we called them stories? These are unintended stories that we tell ourselves. She went on to say that fear and stories have the same architecture. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end. There's characters, there's plots, there's an evil queen, and there's imagery of what will happen next. To me, when I listened to that, that was like the best description of what I keep hearing now, which is the old recordings, right? I never really heard that expression before, and now I'm hearing it all the time. And these fears are stories. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid I'm not good enough. I don't think I can be a provider. Well, you know what? It might be different, but we will be providers for ourselves and our family again. We're just like a little brain fucked at the moment. Because by the very meaning of fear, it's an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous and is likely to cause pain or threat. And fear can cause anxiety on behalf of itself. So if we look at us as victims and the brain fuckery that we've been experiencing, that's a really interesting way to put it. That's from dictionary.com. And the word I called out was belief. We believe that these things are happening. They're not actually happening right now. We don't know what they are, and that's the uncertainty part, right? That's the part we don't understand yet. But what she said is when we dismiss our fear is really when we lose control. Because by allowing fear to like eat at us like some sort of bug eating like a gross thing on the ground, if we let it eat at us and we don't conquer it, then it will control us. So how do we can take control of our fear? How do we take the mystery out of it? There's really only one way. We take the fear out of it. Just like we would if our child woke up and there were monsters under the bed. Instead of invalidating them, maybe not saying, you know, that's all in your head, there's no such thing as monsters. What if we turn that around and told a different story? The monsters, you know, are good and they're here to protect you. What if we told that to ourselves about the fear that comes inside of us? If we had an actionable plan and we planned and had a plan to just get out. I'll get a job, I'll do this. What happens if I lose my house? I'll find another. What happens if my children have to deal with an evil stepmother? They will deal. We can't control that. There's nothing we can do that will control that fear. So worrying about it isn't going to help us at all. Karen also said in that TED Talk that fears are an amazing gift of the imagination. They're like an everyday clairvoyance and a way of glimpsing the future while still having the influence to change the way that it plays out. Write down your fears. Just do it. What am I afraid of? And what will happen if that happens? How will you prepare for that? Write that down. Just like I said, I'm gonna have to move. I'm gonna do this. I have no savings. I have no insurance. You'll figure it out. It will get taken care of because that's the way we are. We do things we care, we love. We're not going to let it all fall apart. It's just, we're afraid of it because we don't know what it is. It's unknown and it's unseen. So don't let it be, you know, get into you. Don't let fear take you away. Come back to reality by writing down the fear and writing down what will happen if that fear comes true. This is Tracy, and that's all I've got. Have a great night and subscribe. Thanks.